Jamaicans have been benefiting from the close connection the country shares with Argentina, the second largest nation in Southern America. The two countries, since March 1963, have been enjoying bilateral relations. Meet Von Roy Rochester, a Foreign Service officer at Jamaica's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, who is grateful to the government of Argentina for allowing him the opportunity to build on his career. Mr. Rochester is a proud recipient of a postgraduate diploma, having completed the 2015 Diplomatic Studies Program and Language Training held from March to December 2015 at the Argentine National Foreign Service Institute in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He also received a certificate for the Spanish language and its use. Mr. Rochester is the fourth Foreign Service officer nominated from Jamaica to attend and complete the South-South Cooperation Program at the Argentine National Foreign Service Institute. He was among students from Belize, Brazil, Guatemala, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, El Salvador, Kenya, Trinidad and Tobago, as well as Argentina.
I was rubbing shoulders with persons who were doctors, persons who were psychologists, persons who were lawyers, persons within my particular circle, persons who were also diplomats.
The curriculum taught in Spanish covered over 28 courses, including a series of seminars, workshops, and conferences on topics such as international relations, economics, and human rights. At the end of the course, Mr. Rochester was selected as one of the valedictorians to deliver an address in Spanish at the farewell function.
In that particular forum, I was still able, thanks to God, to shine. I presented at the farewell ceremony and the Chilean diplomat at the graduation ceremony. Highlights, of course, and things that I'm very proud of and thankful to God for.
The Foreign Service officer recalls that during the initial stage of the program, the classes were sometimes intense, based on the difficulty of having to speak in another language. However, separate Spanish classes were held daily to address difficulties students might have with the language in the classroom. Mr. Rochester says he was impressed with the level of training offered, as it sought to prepare students to better relate to persons from the Latin and South American communities.
The teachers were more than happy to assist us in understanding what was happening, which is how we managed to actually master not just the language itself, but also the classes, and perform exceptionally.
According to Mr. Rochester, the program had an extreme diplomatic focus, and so participants were able to learn about the foreign policies of different countries, the history of Argentina, Latin America and the Caribbean, the United Nations, and other matters relating to the field of diplomacy.
And when you go through the process, what you realize is that you're not only learning about diplomacy, but you're learning about how to actually also function competently as a diplomat.
Mr. Rochester says studying a second language has proved beneficial, as it has provided him with numerous opportunities to excel in his field of work. Since returning to Jamaica, he has been called on to participate in several sessions where he served as interpreter.
So the doors that having a second language opens for you, they're numerous. So I would always recommend anyone to learn a second language.
Mr. Rochester has thanked the government of Argentina and the Argentine Embassy in Jamaica for the knowledge he has gained and which will assist him in performing effectively in a world of diplomacy.
Of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because.
The symptoms of influenza A, H1N1, formerly called swine flu, are fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, nasal stuffiness, muscle aches, shortness of breath, extreme tiredness, and in some cases nausea and vomiting may occur. Washing hands regularly with soap and water will help to protect you from the influenza virus. A message from the Ministry of Health.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act or petty session matters entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.